Good morning and welcome once again to the Open Door Baptist Church. The men's parish breakfast of Tuesday morning, August the 30th, 2011. And as always, this ministry is dedicated to the memory of our loyal friend, our loyal supporter, and the great man of God, William P. Davis. Amen. Today's devotion is going to be in the book of Zechariah. The name Zechariah means the Lord remembers. The book of Zechariah was mainly about the restoration of Israel. Zechariah was a prophet in the restoration of Israel and the restoration of Babylon as well. An associate and contemporary of the prophet Haggai. I'm going to say because I got an A here, but Ezra 5:1 says, "Then the prophets, Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel." His message cover the events, beginning with the rebuilding of God's temple. In his opening message, Zechariah warns the people that have just begun the rebuilding of the temple that they need to maintain a close and a vital relationship with God in order that they would avoid his judgment, that and certainly they didn't want no part of God's judgment, God's wrath on them. It turns into trust and obeying here, doesn't it? Zechariah 1. In the 8th month, in the 2nd year of King Darius, came the word of the Lord to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo the prophet, saying, "The Lord has been sorely displeased with your fathers." Oh boy, he's been right angry. "Therefore, say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn to you, saith the Lord of hosts as well." So, looks like it's working both ways, don't he? He's trying to get it through to him, and it's going to be a two-way street, so to speak. Malachi 3:7 says, "Even from the days of your fathers, you are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I'll return to you, saith the Lord." Verse 4, "Be ye not as your fathers, unto whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye now from your evil ways and from your evil doings. But they did not hear nor hearken unto me, saith the Lord." He tried to tell them, but they wasn't paying him no attention, was he? 2 Chronicles 24:19, "Yet he that sent the prophets to them to bring them again to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not give ear." In the same book, but chapter 36, 2 Chronicles 36, "And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending." Betimes means rising up early, obviously. "And because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But if they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and measured the prophets until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy," till there was no healing at all. Verse 5, "Your fathers, who are they?" Referring to the forefathers here. "Who are they? And the prophets, do they live forever?" Nobody lives forever, do they? No man lives forever, do they? "But my words and my statutes would I command my servants, the prophets. Did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, like as the Lord of hosts thought to do unto us, according to our ways and according to our doings, so hath he dealt with us. Oh boy. Lamentations 1:18. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandments. Here I pray you, this is Jeremiah, as we all know, Jeremiah wrote Lamentations. I pray for you all people, and behold my sorrow, my virgins and my young men are gone into captivity. The Lord hath done that which he hath devised. He has fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of old. Verse 7, Zechariah has visions. He has 8 different visions that are meant to comfort the people of Jerusalem. They begin in verse 8. The riders on the red horse. I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse. And he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him were the red horses, speckled horses, and white. Then I said, O Lord, O my Lord, what are these? And the angel that walked with me said unto me, I will show thee what these be. Verse 10, and the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are they whom the Lord has sent to walk to and forth on the earth. And they answered the angel of the Lord that stood among the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, all the earth sitteth still and is at rest. The second vision that he had is when about the 4 horns and the 4 artisans or the 4 carpenters. That's in verse 18. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, 4 horns. And this is animal horns. It's not like musical horns, not like trumpets or trombones or anything. It's animal horns. And I said to the angel that talked with me, what be these? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. And the Lord showed me 4 carpenters. These are the artisans. Then I said, what cometh these to do? And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head, but these are come to fray them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles. To fray them means to scatter them out. Which lifted up their horns over the land of Judah to scatter it. Third vision is the measuring line. Chapter 2. I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then I said, where goest thou? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof and the length. The length and the width is what he's talking about. Behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him, and said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, run means hurry, hurry out and tell this young man, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory of the midst of her. And the glory means her protection here, and will be the protection in the midst of her. Verse 6, ho, come forth and flee. Here again, hurry. And flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord, for I have spread you abroad as the 4 winds of the heavens of the earth. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory he hath sent unto me the nations which spoiled you, for he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. Yes, sir. Verse 9, for behold, I will shake my hand upon them, and they shall be a spoil to their servants, and ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughters of Zion, verse 10. For lo, I come and will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to thee. And the Lord shall inherit Judah, his portion of the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Halfway here. The fourth vision is Joshua the high priest. Chapter 3, verse 1. He showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Satan's there to accuse him, like that's what he does, ain't it? And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that had chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is it not this brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away those filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with this change of raiment. And I being Zechariah here, said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. And a mitre is one of those turban things that they put on their heads. And that means a fair, means a clean one. He's going to change all his other clothes, going to change the turban too. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested to Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways and keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house and shall also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among thee that stand by. Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest. The golden lampstand and the two olive trees. Chapter 4. And the angel that walked with him came again and waked me as a man that is waking out of his sleep, and said to me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked out, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to seven lamps, which are upon the top thereof, two olive trees by it, one on the right side, one on the left side. Chapter 5, we find the flying scroll. Then I turned and lifted up mine eyes, chapter 5, verse 1, and looked, and behold, a flying roll. Flying roll and flying scroll, same thing here. Just a wording, but both of them mean the same thing. And he said unto me, what seest thou? And I answered, I see a flying roll, the length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof is 10 cubits. 30 by 15 is what that is. 30 foot long, 15 foot wide is what the measurements of that flying roll was. Then he said to me, this is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For every one that stealeth shall be cut off as on this side according to it, and every one that sweareth shall be cut off on that side according to it. And I will bring it forth, said the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and it can and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof. Just about done here. The seventh vision is the ephah and the women. And I said, then the angel that turn with me, went forth and said unto me, lift up now thine eyes and see what is this that goeth forth. And I said, what is it? And he said, it's the ephah that goeth forth. And an ephah, come to find out, is a bushel basket. It's what they measure grain with in bushels, and that's what it is, a bushel basket. Then he said, moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah. There's a woman down in the basket. And Scripture said it's got a lid on it that's made out of lead, so she won't get away, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Verse 8 says, and he said, this is wickedness. This is sin, obviously. This is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of the lead upon the mouth thereof. Then lifted I up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. Then I said to the angel that talked with me, whither do these bear the ephah? Where are you taking the ephah, is what he's saying. And he said to me, to build it a house and for the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon her own base. Their own base is their own stand, especially for the ephah, he's saying. Last one. The four chariots. Chapter 6. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. And the first chariot were red horses, second chariot was black horses, and the third chariot was white horses. Fourth chariot, grizzled and bay horses. Grizzled, as you know, means spotted. Then I answered and said unto the angel that walked with me, what are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said unto me, these are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth standing from before the Lord of all the earth. The black horses which are therein go forth to the north country, the white go forth after them, and the grizzled go forth toward the south country. And the bay went forth and sought to go, that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth. So they walked to and fro towards the earth. And then cried out upon me and spake to me, saying, behold, these that go towards the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country. Okay, we're going to get to fast forward here over to the end here, almost to the end, chapter 12. I don't have but 14 chapters, so we're just about at the end anyway, don't we? Chapter 12. The Lord's coming in his kingdom. In that day, the Lord will save Jerusalem. Well, I give us something to look forward to here. Listen to this as I read it to you. The burden of the word of the Lord, the message of the Lord, is what that means, the prophecy of the Lord. Lord, for Israel, the burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which strengtheneth forth the heavens, laid the foundation of the earth, formed the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people around, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. A cup of trembling means poison. It's going to make it poisonous, isn't it? And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burdensome means heavy, obviously. And that burden themselves, all that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces. All that of all the people of the earth shall be gathered together against it. And in that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, with panic, what that means, and his rider with madness. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength, and the Lord of hosts their God. In that day I will make the governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf. And they shall devour all the people round about on the right hand and on the left. Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord shall save the tents of Judah first, and the glory of the house of David and the glory in the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. House of David shall be as God, for the angel of the Lord before them. Now, verse 9, this is where the rubber meets the road.
I haven't realized.
And it shall come to pass in that day. Now, remember, this is the Lord speaking. Verse 1, the burden of the word of the Lord for Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all nations that come against Jerusalem. Syria, Lebanon, Egypt,
right.
Turkey, Ireland, Iran, all that group.
Right.
They must not have read this verse, had they? It shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirits of grace and supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourned for his son, and shall be bitterness for him as one that is bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem as a mourning of Hadarimon in the valley of Megiddo. The land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David, their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan. Nathan is David's son, as we all know. And their wives, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, and the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, and the families that remain, every family apart for their wives apart. That about gets everybody, don't it? Okay, jump to verse. Let's skip over 13, go to 14. The coming of Christ, his triumphant return. Well, that'd give us something to look forward to, don't it? The Lord's triumphant return. Chapter 14. Verse 1, behold, the day of the Lord cometh. They that spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle.
Here we go.
And the city shall be taken, and the house rifled, and the women ravaged, and half the city shall go forth to captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations. Then I just read to you verse 9, and when he fought in the day of the battle. Jump into verse 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And in that day there shall be one Lord. And his name one. The only one. The one and only. All the land shall be turned as a plain from Jeba to Rimmon. Jeba's to the north, Rimmon the south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place. From Benjamin's gate to the place of the verse gate to the corner gate, from the tower of Hananel to the king's winepress. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction. But Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the peoples that have fought against Jerusalem. This ain't going to be too pleasant on them, folks. Listen. Their flesh shall consume away. Consume away means rot. while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall fall out, shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. The tongue fall out too. Verse 13, it shall come to pass in that day a great tumult from the Lord. That means confusion and panic, doesn't it? Shall be among them. They said, lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise against the hand of his neighbor. So the neighbors are going to be fighting. They're going to be in panic. And Judah shall fight against Jerusalem, fight at Jerusalem. And the wealth of the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. And so it shall be the plague of the horse, the mule, the camel, of the ass, and of the beast that shall be in these tents as this plague. It shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall go even up from year to year to worship the king. They're going to worship him anyway. They think of getting out of it, but they ain't. The Lord of hosts to keep the feast of the tabernacle. So, anybody that's against Jerusalem is going to have a rough road to go if they don't change, ain't they? Once again, there's another little bit of reminder here, some of them won't forget here. Verse 9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And in that day there shall be one Lord, and his name one. The only one. The only one. Matthew 6:10, we all remember this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Remember the Daniel 2:44, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Never be destroyed. That means forever and ever, don't it? That means for eternity, don't it? And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break into pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. That was Daniel 2, this is Daniel 7. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And all dominions shall serve and obey him. They're going to do it whether they like it or not. 1 Corinthians as well, 15. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall put down all rule, all authority, and power. For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. Amen. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Amen. With a capital D.
That's right.
1 Corinthians 15, 54. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? About done here. So, in conclusion here, in verse, again, 14:9, as we already read, this is an answer to the prayers of Matthew, which I just read, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And Daniel as well. But one more, we have Luke 1:31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, we all remember this, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
Right.
He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father. Verse 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Everlasting. Everlasting, forever and ever. The word of the Lord.